We're going to continue our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by Chris Buescher, driver of the number 17 Ford for RFK Racing. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a microphone over to you. Who would like to start? We'll come up here to Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Chris, is this almost a must-win for Ford, given winless so far this season and how strong you guys are on the super speedways?
No. It's circled high on the list because it's the next one. We know the start of the season. We don't have the wins that we wanted at this point. I'm going to speak more specifically to RFK and our group that our first, eight races have been significantly better than we were at this time last year for us personally. I know that at the beginning of the year, our goals are to say that we want to start this year off where we ended last year, and that would have meant having a win by now, and obviously we're not there, but we have been able to be very competitive at races, to be close. We've got been real close between our two cars at a couple races now. I'm sitting here looking back and feel like we're three spots back from where we need to be. I think if we could be three spots better every week right now, that puts most of our days that have been top tens, that puts you fighting for a top five, right there at it. And that takes our best days right now and puts us fighting for a win. That's a very small step to take, probably the hardest step to take, but that's certainly in the ballpark. So, we know we're going to be fast down here. We were fast in Daytona. Comes to this race, we're going to try and work together, try and execute it, and try and find our way up to the front. But certainly not a do or die situation here for this weekend.
We'll come down here to John.
John Newby, NBC Sports. So you partially touched on this already with your answer to Kelly, but are there specific benchmarks that you guys are looking for, whether it be average running position, average finishing position, for, signs of progress? Because I know Brad's talked about how the execution is there. It's just not the speed at times.
Yeah. the ultimate measure is trophies, and to Kelly's point, we want to be there right now. We have tons of metrics that say that we look back through our year. I think about last season for us. We went into the off season and told ourselves that if we could figure out how to make the first 10 races of the year like we finished our year, then we would have no problem fighting for a playoff spot. That when we got to the playoffs, we would be more prepared and ready as we came back to some of these tracks for the second time, that we could fight for that title a little harder than we did last year. So that was our main goal. I think that was the big benchmark for us on the 17 side. And in a lot of ways, we've been able to do that. But I would say that we are looking for a little execution still. We are looking to have some cleaner days. We've already had as many DNFs as we did all last season by now. Some of that stuff has been on us this year. And so we have some cleanup to do on the 17 side. But certainly the performance has been better. I think about the Phoenix. Phoenix was our runner-up. But last year, at the end of the year, that was a race that we had a legitimate shot at winning, and had some issues late in the race that kept us from that, or kept us from at least fighting for it. But before those last two races at Phoenix, I've wanted to burn that place to the ground. So, that is a pretty massive measurable difference for myself and for our team to know that we're on the right track and to be able to back that up this season. That was a good measure, a good something to take away for us. And now we're trying to figure out on a couple of the other areas. We've only had 2 mile and a half, and one of them was a DNF for us. Just a mistake on our part. So we're all working together to be better, but we know we've been better to start this year. We just gotta on the 17th. So we got to execute a little better. We got to clean some things up. We got to also find a little bit of speed, right? That's where I'm talking about three spots better week in, week out.
We'll go to Steve and then up here to Zach.
Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. Chris, we've spent so much energy this year talking about pit crews and pit road and the importance of pit road. From a driver perspective, how much do you prepare? How much do you study the nuances of the various pit roads, the various tracks, just trying to get every edge? How does that go into your preparation week to week to complement the pit crew guys that are working so hard?
Yeah, I mean, we're splitting hairs, right? You're talking about pit stops in eight seconds, high eights. It's pretty wild to think about that. We were laughing about this. We were at a Fastenal convention earlier this week, and I was talking with a lot of folks coming through our line, and we're talking, and they're like, so, you know, 14, 15-second pit stops, huh? That's flying. I was like, yeah, half that. That's the reality we're working in. So when you start looking at that and ways to gain an advantage, we have a ton of metrics that we study. We look at pit road entry times, rolling times, exit times every single week. We are keeping a rolling count on the season for that and trying to keep up with where we, Brad and I, compare as drivers, where we have other places to gain an advantage, right? Because it's all included on the lap. If you find 2 tenths on pit road and the pit crew does a fantastic job, that's all null and void if you tiptoe onto pit road and lose 2.5 seconds there, right? Obviously that doesn't math. So it is a big part of our studies. We think about the nuances of different pit roads. I would go back to Vegas. Studied very hard to be better in Vegas for this race this year because of last year. As we got down to the end of the season, that was a race where I did a terrible job on pit road. I kept sliding through the box, could not get it hooked up. Our pit crew was on it. They did a great job, and I couldn't do anything to help them that day. And that was completely on me for a day that they had the ability, and we certainly should have gained spots and should have been a better place, and I needed to do better. So worked hard on that to work to be better for that specific race this go-around, and our pit road numbers were significantly better just by me improving it and our pit crew guys being better for what they've done through the offseason as well. But it showed up in a big way.
Thank you, Chris.
We'll go to Zach and then to Lee.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Chris, as the teams still figure out the new Dark Horse Mustang body, what do you feel like have been the strengths so far, and where do you feel like the more improvements can or need to be made?
Yeah, we're going to keep working on it. We're never sitting still. The sport doesn't do that. So, we look at places where we feel like we've been better. We've overall got a little bit more to work with. It's just I think there's a lot of people behind this wall that are a lot smarter than me working on this. But I think it's working within the box that we're in and trying to figure out how to maximize this new body, but also I think more or less find more of the rebound. How do we take stuff from last year and go to racetracks? Talladega won't be as specific to this, but how do we go to other places and say, man, if we were a number two tight at this race last year, what does that mean if everything else was the same with the new Mustang Dark Horse? So that was probably the bigger thing, is just trying to tune on that. And I think we have definitely been honed in on it, and we're still working through a lot of data, a lot of information, a lot of sim stuff, trying to get a lot of that right to where we're truly dialed in.
We'll go to Lee and then in the back to Steve.
Lee Spencer, catchfence.com, is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. You mentioned Vegas, and Posty was talking about pit stops, and I'm just curious, there seems to be more of the wheels coming off the cars, and do you have, I mean, I'm sure from the seat of your pants you have an indication that that's coming, but are the teams paying more attention to that since there seems to be a rash of loose wheels?
First answer is I have no indication with this single lug stuff. Unfortunately, I have lost two now, I believe, maybe three. It is the wildest thing. There's absolutely zero indicator that something is happening. I don't know the specifics as to why that is, but you don't know. And, it's strange that sometimes it'll happen coming off pit road. Sometimes it'll happen two laps in. Sometimes it'll happen, what was the fives last week? It was many laps after. I don't understand that at all. As far as why it's happening, we're getting close on pit road, right? Everybody is just shrinking. Everybody's getting better. We started off trying to work in, half second brackets to try and find time compared to the competition, and now we are working in tenths of a second. A tenth or two here or there is going to be the big difference. Everything's getting closer, a lot like on track right now. As we figure out this car and figure out how to optimize what we're given, everything starts getting in a tighter and tighter box. And so we're all trying to find ways to be faster, right? And obviously, loose wheels is not faster ultimately, but you're trying to get right there to that edge, and it comes down to a judgment call on the changers. If they feel like that was tight enough, and that's what they train hard for and study for, and I think it's something that everybody is going to be paying a lot of attention to. I know we are after. After this start of this year already, trying to make sure that the big picture is not affected by that chase of that last tenth of a second. Sometimes it's cleaner execution can go a longer way.
As deeply as Brad analyzes everything, because he was telling us, he looks at the pit stops and the return on investment and how important it is because of track position and that. So does that put even more emphasis on qualifying because you want to have that ideal pit box so you're not having to worry about sliding in, sliding out because position's everything?
Yeah. Qualifying has become more and more important. That was a big push for me. For last season, and a big push for this year as well. And I've had a couple of really big misses to start this season off. So way too many starting positions from the 30s this year. And seems like we've had a string where if it wasn't a mistake on my part, it was some kind of out of the box parts deal that we had to change and start at the back anyway. So we just haven't had the best go of qualifying, and that puts you in a really tough box, a really tough pit box. So as soon as you start coming around cars, hanging the rear tires out, making pit crew run 8 extra steps throughout the course of stop around the rear of the car, you're just losing tons of time. I mean, ultimately that is no amount of speed trying to change a tire is going to overcome the distance once you start getting in bad situation on pit road. So yes, that's become extremely important, is just being able to get your car positioned in the box properly. I know that that's also led to some very close calls on pit road, and I think that that's come up from a safety aspect for our sport that we certainly need to be protecting our pit crew members as they have cars coming around them. I know we've already got the orange line rule, and it sounds like that's going to start being watched a little bit more closely to make sure that in the name of safety, we're taking care of our pit crew members as well.
All right, we'll go to Steve, and then we'll wrap with Tracy.
You don't get to talk.
No, that's apparently it. Not.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. Chris, kind of following up on Lee's question about qualifying, how different is the qualifying feel for you in this new dark horse? And with the conversations back at RFK, the focus that's been put on that maybe with the sim and other testing that you guys have been doing?
I would say it's not very specific to qualifying itself. It's just carrying over from practice and what we're trying to figure out for this car. And I don't think that we've had many practices that we've gotten through with our 20 minutes and said we got it honed in. We figured out the offset and where we need to be. So we're getting to qualifying, and we're still taking a little bit more of an educated decision to try and predict what we need. And we've hit on it a couple times and been really good, and we've missed it on a couple of times. I've done a poor job on a few a few times. And then, like I said, we've had some parts issues that have made us start at the back. So taking all that, we're it's not specific to qualifying. It's overall still in that big picture of how do we find that rebalance? What is that number for us if we look at our balance in practice to qualifying? Or if we look at last season and say this is what we needed last season, how do we put that in for this go-around to make sure that it it carries over? So it's the same exact stuff. It's just qualifying, you're getting one chance. Texas last week, 3 and 4 is wide open for everybody. So you basically said 3 and 4, I won't say it doesn't matter, but there's no differences over there. So it all came down to one corner, one difference, and it was just the middle of 1 and 2. How did you get across the middle of 1 and 2? And if you hit it right, that was your lap right there. If you missed it, then you were deep into the middle of the pack.
Take a final question from Tracy.
Tracy France, Tab Media. Before last year, the past 5 or 6 years, you kind of bounced around between ranking in the low 20s, high teens. Last year, obviously, was very different in the top 10. Do you think the Human Performance Center had a lot to do with that, or if so, how?
Yeah, it certainly does. We our facility at RFK is top-notch. It is come a really long way from the weight room above all of the competition directors' offices and sitting there getting scolded for something that didn't do properly and hearing weights slam across the ceiling. It's come a long way from that. And what it's done for us is measurable, I think, in our pit crews, in what Brad and I are able to get out of it during the week. I think it's measurable in the talent level that we've been able to get to come over to RFK and show them that we are an organization that wants to take care of you, wants to give you the best tools and all the tools that you need to go be the best that you can be on and off the track. And I think that's been a really big hitter for us to be able to convince people to come over and be a part of what we're trying to do. And I think that's why you have a season last year where our pit crews were top-notch. Six was MVP on the season, right? Their group there, so it translates. It's not the only thing by any means, but it's a massive part in the presentation to our potential crew members coming over. It's a massive improvement to our current crew members that are able to come in there during the week at any time, but then can also do our bigger team events, team workouts to try and do a little team building at the same time. We have a lot of different options with that space, so it's certainly been a really big hitter for us, and there's a lot of ways that we have been able to measure it, and probably a lot more ways that maybe we can't measure, but certainly feel like it's been good.
All right, Chris, thank you for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good